Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. This weekend, it's going to be anywhere between 90 and 312 degrees, depending on where you live. It kind of sounds like the end of times, or maybe it makes total sense. I don't know. But I'm willing to bet that my next guest does. He is an atmospheric scientist by the name of Cliff Mass, and he joins me now. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Thanks a lot, Jason.
So, why is it so insanely, stupidly hot?
Well, I can tell you that. First, let me tell you how insane it will be. We're going to break almost every major record west of the Cascade Crest. Portland, well, they're going to get to like 114. The old-time record was 107 before that. Here in Seattle, we'll probably get to, this is at SeaTac Airport, probably get to 106. 107, the previous record was 103. And if you really want something wild, head towards the western slopes of the Cascades. So some of those towns will probably get to 110, 112 on Monday. So this is going to be very extreme, the highest temperatures we've ever seen in the region.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time we even came close to really breaking 100. I'm sure it's been semi-real. I just don't remember any of that. Why is it happening right now?
Well, but let me just tell you that the high temperature of Seattle was 103 in 2009. So that's the record.
Okay, so it's been a while.
Smashed that one. So it's been a while. Well, why is it happening? Well, all the pieces are coming together in just the right way to do this. We're going to have this ridge of high pressure over us. That's going to be very warm, has sinking warm air. We start with that. Then a low-pressure area is going to come in off the ocean. And between the low and the high, there's going to be a big change in pressure, and that's going to produce very strong southeasterly winds. They'll bring in warm air from the desert southwest. And then as the air sinks on the Cascades, it's going to be warmed and compressed to unimaginable levels. So you need the high there. You need the low coming in. Everything has to be perfect, and it looks like it will be perfect to give us this extreme event.
How often does this kind of thing happen more globally, this kind of just perfect conditions that lead to just a hell on earth?
Well, every place is different, and every weather situation, every type of weather event is different. But here in the Northwest, to get the really high temperatures, we have to make sure we don't have any ocean influence. That's why we have to have easterly winds from the east, because if the air is coming off the ocean, we can't get very warm. So we have the easterly winds, we have this quite warm temperatures over us because of the high pressure, and then we just are getting this perfect position of the low to bring this warm air down into Portland and Seattle. It's just a lot of things, a lot of pieces, they all had to come into play in exactly the right way, and all the models suggest that it will.
Yeah, although I will say we are the numbers keep changing slightly as they tend to. I don't know if they end up going back to where they were supposed to. But for example, tomorrow I had on my app that said it was going to definitely break 100, and now it's to 93 with 106 degree temperatures on Monday. So how much of a sort of difference between what we expect to happen and what our apps are telling us will actually happen? Is there how much room for some relief will there realistically be?
Well, I think we now have a very good idea what's going to happen. Now, there's some uncertainty, and uncertainty increases with time, but we have very powerful tools to give us a measure of the uncertainty. We run our models many times, and if they're all in this, and all the solutions are pretty similar, we have some confidence. And I'm afraid they're all coming together for what I just told you. So, I mean, we could be off by a degree or two.
Yeah. And then we'll call you a liar.
That, right?
If it becomes 105 and not 106, I'm calling you out, Cliff.
Well, I hope not. But I'm being very clear with you.
Yeah.
There is some uncertainty here, right? So plus or minus a few degrees. But it doesn't matter if you're 107 or 105.
Yeah, it's the
I don't
same
think
thing.
Anybody's going to want their no one's going to want their money back.
Exactly.
So I'm pretty confident that we're going to be extraordinarily above normal.
Cliff Mass joining me on the line. He's an atmospheric scientist. A lot of folks are pointing to this being climate change. The Stranger attacked you because you do not tie this to climate change. What say you? What does the actual data suggest as to whether or not this is natural or this is, you know, influenced by man?
Well, I mean, there is some impact of climate change, and I think a good estimate of that is 1 to 2 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, we have been warming over the last 50 years by about 1 to 2 degrees Fahrenheit. And so the base has come up a bit. But this extreme event is going to be 30 to 40 degrees above normal. So maybe 1 to 2 degrees of the 30, 35 degrees will be from global warming. So a very small proportion of it will be due to global warming. So global warming has helped it a little bit. But we would have a heat wave, an extreme event, even if there was no global warming. So I think that's the fair answer. And there's no indication by any research, including research I've done, that getting this kind of high pressure and the trough coming in, that has anything to do with global warming. So global warming is a very small part of this. And, you know, people can attack me for saying the truth, but it's still the truth.
And presumably, if this was truly influenced by the kind of climate change that they're claiming on the left, presumably it would last a lot longer, right? I mean, we're back into the 80s in just a few days, I think on Tuesday, which generally speaking is where we start to head during this time of the year anyway.
Well, the most powerful argument that it's not climate change is by simply plotting year by year, you know, how many climate records there are in Washington State, how many high temperature records. People have done that. I just looked at the plot. And there's no trend upwards.
Yeah.
There's no increasing tendency to get high temperature records in Washington State. That kind of busts that whole theory right there.
Where should people go if they want some relief?
Well, we're very fortunate that we have places to go. The water here is quite cool. Puget Sound's only 50 degrees, and Lake Washington's in the 60s. So if you want to be cooler, go to the water. That is the key. It's going to be warmer near the Cascades. Get away from the Cascades. So the further towards the water you go, the better off you'll be, and there will be a lot of relief there. The only thing people have to be very careful about is the water is so cold, you can get hypothermia and get into trouble in the cold water. So you got to be careful about that. And the other things, you know, closing shades during the day, using fans at night to blow in colder air at night, things like that can really make things much
The fan doesn't do anything, Cliff. Let's stop that nonsense. The fan does nothing. You need AC or you're screwed.
Well, we can talk about that. I got fans. They seem to help a bit.
So. Is that what you do? What does Cliff Mass do to stay cool? What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, I'm already doing it. I have my shades closed so none of the sun comes in. And I kind of close up the house during the day when it gets hot. And then at night, when the temperatures drop below 75, I put the fans in the window and I blow the cool air in. And that generally is helpful. It may not be quite as pleasant this time around, but that does help.
I'll be staying in my air-conditioned apartment for the next 3 days. We've been talking with Cliff Mass, atmospheric scientist. Thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Really do appreciate it.
Sure. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. When we come back, the all-new edition of the 5 p.m. hour right here on KTTH.